rings, crash diets, condomless sex, crop tops, and corrupt corporations that lure all the gays in with their logo wrapped in a rainbow. What does all of this mean? Oh shit, it's June. Happy Pride Month. Ronnie Washburn here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. The year was 2010, and I remember that year because, well, I'll never forget that moment as long as I live, and really, it was the very first time that I had ever seen anything like that in my entire life. As I walked into the guy's house, and by the way, keep in mind, back in this time frame, I was just brand new, newly out, and Grindr was just shy of a year old, and we were all kind of trying to figure out that Grindr hookup journey. And in this time frame, I was really kind of in a space where I was like blowing pretty much everything else in my life off just to get that Grindr hookup. And as I walked into this guy's place before my restaurant shift, knowing full on that this guy only wanted me to blow him before that he himself went into the office, I got on my knees as he commanded, and as he dropped his pants, my jaw dropped to the floor. It was that moment that actually reminds me that it was the year 2010, because this was the first time up to this point that I had ever seen anything like it. You guys, the dick was huge, gigantic, monster cock, baby forearm, BBC, the biggest dick I'd ever seen in my life. Like all the names, big dick energy, all of it, I was all there in that moment. And in that moment, I thought to myself, oh my God, how am I ever going to blow this huge dick? So as I started to go in and suck his cock, he kind of wasn't really making any noise and being very silent. And then suddenly he grabbed my chin, pulled me off his dick, and said, hey, I kind of want to show you something. Let me show you how to deep throat this huge cock. And you guys, the rest is fucking history, because at this point, the guy could, I guess, tell that I didn't really know what I was doing. And when he showed me these 5 specific techniques on how to actually properly deep throat that dick, I am so fucking proud to say that in that moment, that historic moment in my life, I, for the very first time, deep throated that monster cock. And now I feel like I can teach a full on fucking masterclass on all the reasons why you should be taking that dick all the way down to the back of your throat, down to the guy's base. So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill, and let's get that dick as deep down into your throat as we possibly can, always to the base. And let me tell you all the reasons how or why you should be deep-throating that big cock. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host. Bopper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that actually is the best gag reflex in the podcast world, My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, you guys, listen, I was fortunate enough to learn very early on into my gay sexual encounters from this guy exactly what it is that all of you should be doing in regards to the entire notion of the word blowjob in itself. Because listen, we could blow a dick all day long, but if you're not deep throating, then you're not doing it right. So I'm here to tell you this week my 5 tips on how to properly take that dick with your lips all the way down to the base and the head of his dick all the way to the back of your throat. So for all of you out there who struggle with this specific journey, because I know that this is not for everyone, listen up, because you can do it too. And on this week's Your Gay Exposé segment, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners, and asked about what everybody else's specific journey is with deep throating, whether they like it, whether they don't. And we'll get some of those responses this week. But first, before we actually take that dick and continue to slide it back into the very deep, dark depths of our throat, first, let's hop into this week's re-exposé. Welcome to this week's re-exposé, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, oh, fuck God, what the fuck was I even trying to say there? What a goddamn mess! That definitely merits a re-exposé. Oh my God, you guys. I kind of love that the out of the entire exposé last week, the one point that you took away, or that most of you came for me in regards to, is the fact that I ever so casually mentioned that one of the boyfriends that I described that I had accidentally cheated on. So allow me to explain, since apparently that just opened the fucking floodgates for all of my DMs and a couple of emails, which blows my mind that out of all the shit that we talked about last week, that's the one point that you were just wanting a little bit more clarification on. I get it. I said that I accidentally cheated, and that's not really something that I feel most people would be comfortable explaining. But truth be told, with this specific boyfriend, E, I was really bored with him. And just as a little backstory, basically the whole thing with him was that he was a Filipino guy that had, you know, been doing his thing here in the States for quite a while now and kind of moved his family here from the Philippines. So coming out of the closet was absolutely out of the fucking question for him just because of his cultural heritage and his family and all of it. So you know, me being the exact opposite and being so out loud and open and proud of who I am as a gay man, it was really kind of an awkward dynamic. And I remember when we first started getting to know each other, he sort of told me that he eventually would one day come out of the closet. But as we continued to date and things continued to get just a little boring, I realized that he was just telling me that to keep me in. And he was kind of misguidedly string me along, so to speak, so that I would date him and that we would, you know, grow closer and shit like that. So on his note, I feel it was a little dishonest on his behalf. But also, I mean, I'm not gonna like say that I was justified in what I did. I definitely met up with a guy that I honestly went in thinking that we were just becoming friends and hanging out, and we got coffee together. And then we ended up grabbing a bite to eat and having a couple of drinks, going back to my place for what I thought would be just like chilling and watching a movie, because that's how it sort of was going down. And then the next thing I knew, he was just like making out with me, and I kind of caught me off guard, and I was in that moment, and well, you know, the rest is history. So that's all I meant by accidentally cheating on my boyfriend. Listen, here's the thing. I was wrong, absolutely 100% wrong for doing it at the time. But we all learn from our mistakes in our past. And, you know, it definitely was something that I for sure learned a lot about myself from and what I was capable of. And do I regret it? Not really. But would I do it again in my future? Probably not, because that's just not who I am as a person any longer. So there you go. I hope that helps. And before we get into the rest of this week's expose, I just want to reiterate one more time. So it's June. And so what that means is it's officially Pride Month. So you guys, listen, go to bossypowerbottom.com, ronniewashburn.com, or mygayexposepodcast.com. Just click the link in any of my social bios. You'll have any one of those options to choose from. And you can find a way to get to Bossy Power Bottom where and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay or pride event. It's Pride Month. Get it now before we sell out. It's like time is of the essence. It's so important. RonnieWashburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or BossyPowerBottom.com. Get it now. And one last thing before we segue into the rest of this week's expose. So as we sit here in this moment, I'm actually not physically there right now as I record this in this moment. But at the time of this episode's debut, I will be fully immersed in my 2023 AIDS life cycle journey. And I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my gay little black heart for donating to my AIDS life cycle journey. Like, you don't even know me. We've never met face to face, but yet you trusted me enough to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. And that just means the absolute world to me. And I just want to thank you so fucking much. I'm so appreciative. I just can't wait to get back and report how it went. I'm so fucking excited. I mean, as I'm sitting here, I'm literally like less than a week away from that actual journey itself. But I just, again, thank you so fucking much for donating to my AIDS life cycle journey. And I owe you guys my entire heart. And I can't wait to let you know how being captain this year was on my AIDS life cycle journey. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation that just so happens to have a very relax your throat and just let it slide on in themed undertone, first, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners. If you took a 10-inch dick on a sex scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the head and 10 being the base of the dick, what is your comfort level in regards to deep throating and why? So let's get some of those responses now. Michael says, "Oh my God, 10? Really? 10 inches? Wow. I mean, I can deep throat, but I don't think I could deep throat 10. I'd say I'd probably go about to a 7. Rob says, 6.5 to 7. A bitch is too old to be gagging. This was for me in my younger years when I had something to prove. Matthew says, LOL, I don't do it. Boring. Love you, girl. Alex says, a 10. Isn't sucking dick just so much fun? this is why we're friends. Lori says, I can't. I gag. And my partner is okay with that. Well, girl, listen along to this week's expose, and you just might find yourself in a position where you're giving your partner a little surprise. Monish says, I heart deep throating. Walter says, I think a 2 because it makes my throat hurt. Oh, my God. I have never been more ashamed to call you my friend. Just kidding, bitch. Marvin said, sorry, I'm not Linda Lovelace. So I think this is his way of saying that he actually just doesn't deep throat. And I didn't know who Linda Lovelace was, so I had to Google it. And I found out that she was one of the most famous porn stars back in the 70s who actually was known for her deep throat situations in her movies. So there's that. Just in case anybody was wanting to know who Linda Lovelace was, I'm pretty confident that she could probably take it all the way back to a 10. For sure. My straight brother Ryan says as follows, and I just sent this to my brother just because I know clearly he doesn't obviously suck dick, but I just, you know, did it for fun just to see what he'd say. And he said as follows, I'm a 9 or a 10. No, definitely a 10. Wait, what's the question? Touché, bitch. Abraham says, I'm a solid 8. I would tell you more, but my jaw hurts. Kyle says, if it's a 10, I don't think I could take it all the way back. I could probably only go to about 6 is my guess. But if it's anything less than a 10, then I can maybe take it all the way back. Bitch, that math does not even add up. You're saying that you can take up to 6, but that if it's anything less than a 10, you could take it all the way back. Girl, carry the 1, divide by 4. That math just does not add up. Ben says, is this for your podcast? Because you already know that I'm a top and almost never personally suck dick. I always have my dick sucked. But what I've learned is that guys don't actually understand how to suck dick sometimes. So maybe your episode should be just dedicated on how to actually suck dick as opposed to deep throating. Woo! Wow. Maybe you're just not hitting on the right guys, girl. Mark says, because I identify as a total top, while I've had dick in my mouth so many times in my life, I don't think I've actually gone through the motions of full-on deep throating. That's usually what I'm asking the person I'm trying to hook up with to do to me. Keshav says, I've comfortably deep-throated 6 inches, but it all depends on the angle and the movement. But I'd use a 10-inch opportunity to try and train my throat to take more. Not a fan of someone who forces me to keep going if I'm gagging. Well, more on that later, Keshav. More on that later. Nigel said, loyal listener here and actually looking forward to what you have to say about deep throating. I often struggle and wonder if I'm maybe doing something wrong? Well, so you guys, I got Nigel's answer off Instagram. He replied to my story. And I have to say, after looking over his profile, he's really fucking cute. It kind of looks like he's pretty well hung. So, Nigel, why don't we set something up? And I'd be happy to show you. Or you could just listen along to the rest of the show. Raymond says, my secret is I use throat spray. You know, the throat numbing spray that you use when you have a sore throat? It actually helps me take it further and further back without discomfort. So I actually have never done this before, but I have heard multiple times of people who actually use this numbing spray to spray the back of their throat before they suck dick. Honestly, I'm a little curious about it, but truth be told, I hate the way that shit tastes. But yes, I have heard that this throat spray is basically like the poppers of sucking dick. Muck says, I can't deep throat. I don't have good gag reflex, so therefore I would say a 6. Peter says, I have a love-hate relationship with deep throating because I'm really into it. In fact, I actually watch deep throat porn specifically because I'm so into it. However, I will say that when I hook up with guys, I want them to deep throat me, but most actually can't get even past half my dick. How big is your dick, girl? I have to know now. Lisa says, I honestly don't know anymore, but I used to be really good at deep throating a 10-inch cock. Wait, hold on. So did you just say that you actually were good at deep throating a 10-inch cock? Lisa, hello, why are you holding out on me? Tell me more. Kevin says, I can't even swallow pills without gagging. I need literally like buckets of water. So what makes you think that I could actually deep throat? Too bad guys want it all the time. Once again, Kevin's answer does not fucking disappoint. Why does it not surprise me that this bitch chokes on taking pills? Oh, if you only knew her. And as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant clusterfuck of really just all over the place. I think we kind of landed on 6 to 7 as the average that people say that they can comfortably take back to the back of their throat. And I honestly, I'm kind of shocked to hear so many of you out there that actually don't do the deep throat scenarios when you're presented with a giant dick. And I'd like to play devil's advocate here and say that I think that honestly might just be that many of you out there are just a little intimidated about what it means to actually take that big cock all the way back to the back of your throat and all the way down to the base of the guy's dick. So sit back and get ready to find out those 5 different techniques that I'm about to share with you and the world so that you can comfortably deep throat that monster cock. And if you didn't get your answer read this week, don't worry, just continue to follow on Instagram at exposingmygay. And just remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And now, let's find out exactly what it means to take that dick all the way back deep within those throat archives and hold that vomit in comfortably and execute it flawlessly. You guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. It's no secret that I just love big dick. In fact, the bigger, the better. I mean, that's my motto. But before we actually hop into all the reasons why I love big dick and why we're focusing on deep throating big dick this week, I just want to say that if you consider your dick to be average to smaller sized, I am in no way dick size shaming this week, because I have said so many times on this show, if you've listened through, that I have had my world rocked just as many times with the smaller to average sized dicks. And honestly, truth be told, sometimes the average size and even smaller size dicks are hard to deep throat because they all have their different variations of thickness and shapes and sizes and all of that bullshit in between. And so really each and individual experience is always probably going to be a lot different than the last. So don't take anything that I say to heart in regards to like the ruler, because we all know that I failed math. And you know, funny enough, truth be told, on that note, when I was working for the closet company that I used to work for, and we really had to focus a lot on inches on a regular basis, when I had to kind of spot eye how big certain things were, I could tell how many inches materials were based on like the size of what I had a dick size in my mind. I'm like, really that person who can like look at a dick and be like, yep, that's 6.5. Yep, that's a 9. I'm really, it's a gift. I can spot it a mile fucking way. And honestly, truth be told, if there's anything else in this world that really just kind of makes me stop in my tracks and just focus and hone in on, and just everything else is just like white noise in the background and I don't focus on anything else but honing in, it's that giant juicy dick. Or even when a guy's walking like across from me with a big bulge, like I honestly just, everything, my entire world goes away for those few moments that I get a big bulge. And just as a little fun side note, back in the restaurant when we used to have to check the vaccine and ID verifications for indoor dining, I'll never forget it. This one day, this guy walked in and he was wearing gray sweatpants, which we all know, you guys, you know, the straights, they love the hotter seasons because the girls tend to take their clothes a little bit more on the smaller side of things. But all of us gays, we love gray sweatpants season because it always comes out when it's colder. And who doesn't love to see that nice, juicy, big bulge in those gray sweatpants? I mean, am I wrong? But on that note, like back to the vaccine bullshit, this guy came in wearing gray sweatpants. And as he pulled his vaccine card out, I just didn't even pay any attention to his vaccine card because all I could see was that bulge. The outline of the head, all of it, it was just so enticing and nothing else in that moment mattered. Not even his vaccine verification. So if you work for the fucking health department or CDC, don't come for me. I'm just simply trying to say that I will do just about anything for a nice, big, juicy cock. So for those of you who might be just a little bit weary or apprehensive in regards to what it actually means to deep throat a huge cock, I just want to like assure you, or just ease your mind just a bit and let you know that just because the dick is so big, that doesn't mean that you can't take that shit a little bit further down into your throat than you might actually think. In fact, this is actually what this guy taught me way back when in 2010, when I walked in, he gave me these 5 easy steps and actually walked me through the journey. And you guys, it worked. It was so effective. It was so incredible. In fact, I don't even think that I probably was even really good at just doing a blowjob in general way back then, but I have come such a long way since. And you guys, I have to say, I could probably put deep throating on my motherfucking resume at this point in my life. So let me give you those 5 specific tips that that guy was ever so gracious to share with me to make me the prime deep throating expert that I find myself to be today. So here is the full-on 5 tips that you should do in the process of deep throating that giant cock. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gays and straights, tops or bottoms, transgender and questioning, here are the My Gay Exposé podcast official Ronnie Washburn's masterclass tips on how to deep throat that big dick. As much as I am not the biggest fan of putting this substance in my mouth, especially considering there's so many different types and variations, and God only knows what type this person has to use in that moment when you're going over to that guy's house to deep throat his big giant cock. Well, it's lube. And honestly, I have to say, the bigger the dick, the more lube you're probably gonna want to put on the dick, because friction, when you're trying to put it all the way back to the deepest, like, depths of the throat, sometimes isn't always fun. And I will say this, as I kind of tried to master this specific technique, I will say that their friction does kind of linger on to the next day, you know, situations in your life. And I do remember one specific instance where this kind of happened and I had to kind of keep pulling out and lubing up a little bit more before I could get it. But the next day at work, I had like a scratchy throat. So don't put yourself in that position. Just lube up that dick. And I, you know, as big a fan as I am of oil-based lubes, in this specific instance, just save the oil-based lubes for actual anal sex. Actually use the like regular, just cheap ass, like thick ass water-based lubes, because those are honestly the best to actually put in your mouth out of all. And trust me, I've had a little bit of an experience with every single type that you could possibly imagine. So this is the only time I would ever recommend using a water-based lube. But honestly, you guys, lube up that dick from the back all the way to the base, because trust me when I say that that friction is no fun for anyone. And it will help you get it further and further back into the throat. Next up, and most important, I feel, in this 5-step process is you have to get the proper alignment or the proper position in order to take that dick all the way into the deep, dark archives of your throat. Because if you don't get the position correctly, you're just going to sit there and like vomit and all over his fucking lap. And who wants that? Unless you're kind of into that or he's kind of into that. Listen, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but vomiting in regards to sexual encounters, not my cup of tea. So in order to avoid all of that, you need the proper alignment. Now, I have 2 specific positions that I feel are the best for deep throating. The first actually is if you get yourself in like a doggy style position to suck his dick. So in most cases, he's probably going to have to sit in a chair or on the bed or some shit like that, because the idea is that you want your throat to be like it's as if you're sort of looking up at an angle, because that way the dick can get all the way back into the deep archives of the throat without any sort of resistance to your throat at all whatsoever. That, like, honestly, that's probably your best bet. But what is actually the most effective position I've learned, and one that I feel most guys kind of try to avoid, because when I see this position being carried out or executed in a porn, it doesn't look the most comfortable in regards to how the guy who has the dick is positioning their dick deep within your throat. So honestly, this position is really when you get on your back on the bed and like let your head just dangle over the bed, like again, looking in an upward angle and allowing the guy to actually penetrate you from the opposite angle, I feel is just a little bit more effective in getting it all the way back to the back of the throat. So once again, like, you need your head hanging off the back of the bed, or you need them to be sitting so that you can be in a doggy style position in order to get that dick all the way to the back of your throat. Now, when you begin, number three is that you need to make this person know, if you're especially a little bit weary, that you need to control the beginning part of the actual blowjob. Now, you can start blowing the dick. That's granted. And I mean, sometimes certain guys can't always keep it hard. So putting your mouth around it will pretty much ensure that the guy will actually have a remaining hard-on. But when you start to blow, the deeper and deeper you go, you want to make sure that you start the process. You start the process going back and allowing the dick to start taking over the back of your throat. Because, you know, some guys, they get a little eager and they start to like want to start thrusting right away. But if you're, you know, in a position where you want to take it back, sometimes that's not always the best way to go. So you just need to let whoever you're going to deep throat know that you need to begin this process. Now, number four, once you begin to start this process and things are starting to go well, the dick's starting to hit the back of your throat, it's going deeper and deeper, and you're starting to realize, because you've implemented all three of these other techniques into the sexual encounter, you are actually successfully getting deeper and deeper into the back of your throat. You find yourself not gagging. I mean, you might a little bit, and again, you know, guys are fucking into that. Side note, you know, guys are always into you gagging on their dick regardless. I think that's a thing, because they think in their mind like, oh yeah, I'm hella big and I'm making them fucking gag on that dick. But the reality of it is sometimes you just gag even when the dick's not really that big, and they just think that. But you know what? Letting them think of that might keep them hard too. So just keep that in mind. Fun fact. Trust me, I've been there plenty of fucking times. Technique number four is basically, once you've kind of found your bearings and start to comfortably allow the dick to sort of work its way deeper and deeper into the back of your throat, you kind of want the guy to enjoy himself, right? I mean, that's the whole point of this entire process, is that actually wanting the guy that you're fucking deep throating to actually enjoy his dick deep within your throat, right? So that being said, you actually have to give them a little bit of control. And at this point, once you're feeling a little comfortable, and trust me, take as much time as you fucking need. It doesn't have to be a quick few minute process. If it needs to be a longer process, by all means, wait until you're comfortable. But then you need at some point the guy to start doing his thing and maybe give him a couple of thrusts, especially if you're doing like the whole on your back with your head dangling over the bed situation, because in that specific case, the guy almost always wants to start thrusting because of the positioning that they're in. And allowing them to get a couple of thrusts in really gets them into it and really gets them to enjoy it. But again, make sure that if you're not comfortable and that you are gagging, to let them know. But once they get a few thrusts in, always let the guy get a few thrusts in. And then that's when it's time for item number five. And that's when you take over and you start deep throating that dick. Now, what I recommend for point number five on this list of techniques is to kind of find your rhythm and your comfort with you actually being the person who's bobbing your head back and forth, or, you know, choking. Basically, you have to direct what's happening on the next steps of this moment. And once you finally get that rhythm, you guys, this is the most important part of deep throating that I feel is the biggest miss of most guys who even actually don't usually do this with actual blowjobs. Using your lips. Listen, I don't give a shit if you have the tiniest lips out in the entire world. You have to fucking use your lips. Once you get that throat deep back in, once you get that dick deep back in your throat, and you just find your rhythm and you're just going for it and you're getting all the way down to the base, the lips are fucking key. Also, lips, if you use your lips and you focus on using your lips on the dick, you kind of tend to, like, your teeth don't get in the way and things kind of go the way that they're supposed to. And trust me, when you use those dick sucking lips, that guy is going to enjoy that shit all the more. Mark my fucking words. It's so crazy to even know. Like, I mean, how many times have you been in a situation where some guy's blowing you and either you feel teeth or you can just tell that they're just like cocking their head back and forth and not doing anything with their mouth. Sometimes they're not even fucking sucking. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? Use those fucking lips. So once again, just to recap, use lube. Make sure that you have a proper aligned position with your neck being basically cocked backwards or your face cocked up, whatever position that might be. Make sure that you're in charge first, or you're in control to get things started, because you have to find your comfortability in regards to how far back you can actually go. And you guys, listen, not everybody's going to get down to the base, in the first shot. Just trust me. Don't push yourself. Don't put yourself in a situation where his dick's so big that it makes your fucking entire throat burst and you have to be rushed to the hospital, because nobody wants that shit to happen. But just keep in mind that you are in charge first. Next step, always make sure that the guy gets at least a few thrusts in so that he really just gets so much more into it. And then once you round all of that shit out with the rhythm, the comfort, just get into it. Start using those lips, suck that cock, and take that shit all the way to the back of your throat. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are my 5 tips to how you can successfully take that big ass dick deep down your throat. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? Gays and straights, cops or bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. Well, at any rate, if you didn't already know, well, now you do. Now you know how to fully take that big fat monster cock all the way back to the deepest and most darkest archives of your throat and take your lips all the way to that monster cock base. Now you're fully educated. You officially got your certificate of graduation. You now know how to deep throat that dick, thanks in part to my deep throat master class. But I just want to hear from you, the listeners. Like, what the fuck do you think? On a scale from 1 to 10, how many inches can you take back into the back archives of your throat? Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me all about it. Oh, God. And, you know, with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars. Follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know in regards to the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Exposé segment. And don't forget to check out the latest piece to the My Gay Exposé podcast puzzle, the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. And pick your latest piece for your upcoming gay or pride event. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me exposing my gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will deep throat you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.